Well, can you believe that it is already December? Welcome to the first Sunday of December right here on Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, we focus on Jesus. Yeah, we focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. It's a program that really kind of prepares our hearts and minds on Jesus. And friend, I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Do you still have any turkey leftovers from Thanksgiving from the other week? Yeah, I think we're pretty much out, which is a good problem to have at this time of the year, I'll tell you. Because, yeah, you try to be creative to get rid of a turkey salad, turkey soup, turkey lobster. Hey, if you are not too familiar, Sunday Worship is a program that focuses all about Jesus here on Great News Radio. We focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement, and I'll tell you what, I really do believe that you'll be blessed here in the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one from Michael English, the original version of Mary, Did You Know, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon your baby boy will give sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
That's right. We are glorifying and lifting up the Christ of Christmas here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. So do you have your Christmas tree up yet? Yeah, we put ours up in our church last week, I think it was, and we have yet to put it up in our house yet. It's one of those complicated ones where you got to put the latch on to the pole each and every, there's like 50 or 60 latches to complete the tree. It's just so overwhelming. So just kind of stresses you out just thinking about having to do it. So, I love this time of the year though. I'll tell you what, you know, I once read that God made it easier for parents to release their children into the world by inventing the teen years. Isn't that the truth, right? Oh, yeah. Adolescence is a challenging time for children and parents alike. I mean, honestly, but so is childbirth. Think about it. I mean, an adolescence for teens is like being born into a strange world with a whole new world of emotions and expectations. And believe it or not, Jesus was a teenager, too. You know, in the Gospel of Luke, we get a quick glimpse of what he was like at the age of 12, growing in wisdom and stature. And that's what all parents want for their teens. And friend, we parents can help them by being their biggest encouragers. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Blind, but now I see.
Well, I hope you're having yourself a wonderful Sunday. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and John Wesley said one time on reading the Bible, he says, reading Christians are growing Christians. When Christians cease to read, they cease to grow. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Well, Fred, I hope and pray that you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. I mean, honestly, you can be doing anything else, but you choose to have it tuned right here to Sunday Worship. And hey, if you got some time today, be sure to connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. Well, you know, we don't see them as often today, but remember the whole rage about pressure cookers? Just add water, seal the lid, turn up the heat, and the pressure in the pot did the rest. Amen. And life, friend, is full of pressures today, and none is more intense than peer pressure. In fact, it is so much more than the junior high student. I mean, everybody cares what others think. And that can even be a good thing, because part of managing peer pressure is learning to choose wise friends. And the Bible's book of Proverbs is full of good ideas on that subject. So be sure to be in good company.
Is Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much, I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Grave in fulfillment of my Father's plan.
Isn't that a great song? Her name is Jamie Jam Goshen and the 12 Days of Christmas. Oh, how I love to sing. Hey, it's Joey Kroll with you here on Great News Radio for today's edition of Sunday Worship. And just want to quickly remind you here on this Sunday that Great News Radio, we are a listener-supported radio ministry. Would you consider sending in a special Christmas offering to this radio ministry? Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can make your gift online at greatnewsradio.org and click the donate button. Well, friend, you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a wonderful week. But just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.